Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. For several weeks now, we've been talking about the reality of pain and sorrow and suffering life can sometimes bring. And you know me well enough by now to know that I spend a lot of time talking about the fact that I try to see and live my life, the good, the bad, and the ugly parts, all from the Lord's point of view. After all, we're to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, right? And just how do we seek first the kingdom of God? Have you ever thought about that? We seek first the King of that kingdom, Jesus Christ. When I seek Jesus, I walk in a life-giving exchange of life with Jesus, a walk of intimacy where nothing is hidden from Him and where He blesses me with grace in spite of the sometimes harsh realities of life. The bottom line really is simple. I see life from a minuscule human vantage point. Our God sees the grand, vast, spectacular epic of life. The beauty of that reality is that He has given us a free will. That simply means we're people of choice. Hear me now. We don't always have a choice as to the things that tempt us in our lives, nor do we have a choice as to the circumstances of our lives. But we always have a choice as to how we will respond to those temptations, how we will respond to those circumstances. Always. Why not ask the Lord to allow us to see every aspect of our lives from His vantage point? And one more thing before I move on. Everything we experience in this life, and I mean everything, is all about the kingdom of God. It's all about the kingdom. What that means is that God can take even the sin and darkness and sorrows and wounds of our lives and make something beautiful of them. Remember, He sees the big picture. Personally, I've dealt with many painful issues during the course of my life. I make no bones about it. But you know what? In spite of all those painful moments of life, I can honestly say this. Life is good. And I can honestly say I am in no way a victim. I am a victor. I'm victorious. You've heard me say this so many times, but I need to repeat it. John 8:32 tells us that we will know the truth and the truth will set us free. And what is the first step required to get to that truth? Well, it's our own honest confession. I confess my failure, my sin, to Father God, and guess what? He cleanses me. I confess my fear, I confess my anxiety to Jesus, and He surrounds me with overwhelming love that eradicates my fear and calms those anxious thoughts. I confess my grief or my pain or my suffering or my whatever I'm facing in any given moment, and my Father God meets me in that moment. But we will never get to the freedom we desire if we're not willing to get honest with God. And this is important, and to get honest with ourselves. It's in those moments of honesty with the Lord that we're given grace to see our predicaments or our circumstances from His point of view. Where I see an impossibly impassable mountain, He sees a little molehill. Where I see disappointment, He sees an opportunity for restoration. Where I see a wound or a hurt, He sees an opportunity to comfort and to heal. Where I see no possible way out, He somehow always makes a way. He does. Where I see despair and hopelessness, He sees an opportunity for joy. Truth is, Jesus can handle our honesty. He can free us from guilt. He can deliver us from shame. He can replace our regrets with healing grace by simply allowing us to see those regretful moments, even those regretful moments, from His point of view. Now, I say all that to say this. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope for your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of your life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it's this. I say it every week, but it is the truth. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. I say all that to say this. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, Reign in Me. That's Reign, R-A-I-N, and in parentheses, R-E-I-G-N, Rain in Me. This is from the worship recording, Let It Rain. This song came to me way back on July 21st of 1991. I'm in the practice of writing the history of each of my songs after I write them. And here's what I wrote way back in 1991 regarding the song Rain in Me, and it borders on the miraculous. You're about to see what I mean. As I meditated on God sending His Holy Spirit to fall on us like the early and latter rains, this song basically overcame my heart one day, and I wrote it down. We began to sing it in worship in our home church, but it did not come to life for me fully until one day I was ministering in La Mesa, Texas. As we worshiped with the body of believers at Northridge United Methodist Church, we began to sing this song. It was in the fall of the year, and the latter rains had begun. As we sang, God's presence began to drench us. It was palpable. In fact, the sound of the rain hitting the roof drowned us out. We were in the middle of a rain shower, a rainstorm. Then suddenly a bolt of lightning struck, and the lights and sound system went dead. This was truly a time of awe and fear of God for me because I could sense His presence in a very tangible way. Even the microwave in the kitchen bit the dust. A similar visitation happened this past spring. You have to remember I'm writing in 1991 as I share this. It happened as we sang this song at a chapel service of Grace Christian Academy here in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Again, the sound of the rain outside drowned us out. But this time, the Holy Spirit led me to stop singing and just listen. We were silent, except for the rain. When the rain falls, we need to listen. I'm talking about the rain of God's presence. We need to soak it in. So let's do that right now. Let's just sit in the rain of God's presence and soak Him into the deepest nooks and crannies of our hearts and minds. His rain is falling. Listen.
Like the sound of falling rain. Rain your life on me, Almighty God. Rain on me and take me where you are. Rain in me and wash me white as snow. Rain in me, my Father, flood my soul. Surprising me, like a sudden rain come over me, but that's all right to see. Lord, I do enjoy the rain. My Father, fall on me with your sweet refreshing melody. Raindrops of love on me, like the sound.
Joel 2, verses 28 and 29 says this in the New American Standard Bible. It will come about after this that I will pour out my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will have dreams. Your young men will see visions. And even on the male and female servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Well, what are those days the Word of God is talking about there? I believe the Word of God transcends time as we know it, and I honestly believe those verses are for the here and now. The question becomes, how do we receive the pouring out of His Holy Spirit? Well, it's simple. Ask Him to. And do this, simply believe and receive what He pours out on you and in you, that He can do that. Regardless of your age, God is more than ready. He is more than willing and more than able to pour out His Spirit upon us. Some of us will prophesy. Some will dream dreams. Some are going to have visions. The Lord, He's big enough and has enough for us all. Let's be good receivers of His presence today. And let's live our life from the King's point of view. Let's get in the reign of His presence and take some time to listen. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my awesome, beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. To help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's another way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. Did you know you can also join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for live stream worship? Just go to facebook.com/TheRealDennisJernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/TheRealDennisJernigan, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it on your calendar. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. And would you mind taking a few seconds right now and leaving me a review wherever you happen to listen to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast? Your reviews really do help increase listeners when you leave them for me, and it would mean a lot to me. It really would. And don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind. You can also get copies of my latest book, The Middle of Nowhere, which details some of my journey through the most difficult times of my life, including my current battle with Parkinson's. You'll find also I have two fantasy book series. I have several children's books, several devotional books, and even a novel called The Short Life. Just check out my books at Amazon.com. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, Reign in Me, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, get this. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.